This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Wouldn't you love to go to work in your pajamas? I would. Well, today is Pajama Day, and it's all about raising awareness for a brilliant cause, helping foster kids to achieve their dreams. 92% of kids in foster care actually have below average reading skills by the time they're seven, but the Pajama Foundation is helping to turn that around. Bronwyn Sheen is the founder and the executive director of this amazing charity. Good morning, Bronwyn.
Hello, good morning.
What motivated you to start the Pajama Foundation?
Well, 14 years ago, I met a foster carer and I was totally blown away by her commitment to foster children. She'd been a carer for 35 years and she'd had about 100 kids through her home. She's the most humble lady I've ever met and just so caring and nurturing and raising foster children so beautifully. And one day I was visiting her and a little 18-month-old baby just had entered the foster care system and he'd arrived with a Coles bag full of winter clothes to cover all the bruises on his little 18-month-old body.
Oh my goodness. He broke
my heart. So I wanted to do something that would contribute to the children and also support the foster carers.
Mm.
So in that moment, I started the Pajama Foundation.
And what's about the idea behind the name?
So what we do at the Pajama Foundation, our core business is reading books aloud to the foster children. And historically, we read books aloud to our own children at night.
Mm.
So I thought I would call our organisation the Pajama Foundation, knowing that we could play around with the name and do quirky things like have National Pajama Day.
Yes.
And get all of Australia to dress in their pajamas for the day.
That's such a great idea. I mean, you talk about children in foster care. How many children are in foster care in Australia? And what kind of challenges do they face with their education?
When I started in 2004, there were 21,000 children in foster care.
Mm.
And now in 2018, there's over 50,000 kids in Australia in care.
Unbelievable.
So it is a bit of a sad reflection on our community, but that's the way it is. And kids in care really struggle with their education because they've come from very unstable backgrounds and where education hasn't been a focus. And when children experience trauma, it's very hard for their precious little brains to learn. A bit like us, when we're really stressed, it's hard for us to take in information.
Mm.
So the children in foster care all struggle with their literacy and their reading, and they haven't come from backgrounds which have promoted reading. My experience with my own kids is that I read books aloud to them since they were newborn babies, and I really got to see what a fantastic benefit that was for their educational future, because when they went to school, they learned to read just overnight, just like magic. So I thought if I could start off by reading to the foster children, then we could catch them up on their learning so they could be equal to their peers.
Okay, so that's now sort of developed into this Love of Learning program. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so it's interesting. We called our program the Love of Learning right from the word go, and it's really exactly what we do. We teach the kids how to love learning, because for learning for them has been quite intimidating if they go to school for the first time and have never been exposed to books and they're sitting beside someone who's had thousands of books read to them. There's going to be a big difference. So what we do is have very committed volunteers called Pajama Angels, and the common theme with our angels is that they love reading themselves. So what our angels share with the children, their own love of learning and their own love of reading. We have a strong emphasis on literacy and on numeracy. And then we play lots of fabulous childhood educational play games, like, you know, Scrabble, Monopoly. And then we also play a lot with sight words. So we play a whole lot of games like memory and fish and snap, all with words, just to keep emphasising the love of learning, but doing it in a fun way.
That sounds great. And so what kind of impact has this Love of Learning program had on the foster kids?
Yeah, well, we've had literally thousands of kids come through our program. We're currently reading to 1,442 foster children in their foster homes every week. So we're reading over 120,000 books to kids in care. We're really seeing the benefits from the kids. Certainly, the first impact that we have is getting them interested in learning. So building up their concentration levels and really changing their attitude towards learning. Then we're seeing kids in our program succeed at school, have a different attitude towards their learning and to school. And certainly we're seeing kids in our program stay in school longer.
Yeah, I saw a great video on your website about a little boy called Nicholas who was getting A's on his report, and I just thought, wow, that is so cool.
Isn't he gorgeous? And he started off being dyslexic. He met our patron of the Pyjama Foundation, who is Andy Griffiths, who's a fabulous children's author, Australian children's author, and since then he's read all of his books. It's really reflected on his report card. And, just that change of attitude and a supportive person who's passionate about reading can make such a difference to these kids' lives.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, I know you want people to donate to the cause on Pyjama Day, and so where's the best place to do that?
If they go to our website, thepyjamafoundation.com, then they can make a donation. And with that money, we can screen, recruit and train more volunteers and place them with foster children who are desperately waiting their arrival.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bronwyn, for telling us about it.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
That's Bronwyn Sheehan. She's the founder and executive director of the Pyjama Foundation. You can find out more at thepyjamafoundation.com or nationalpyjamaday.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.